This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama changed his mind last week about something he had long vehemently opposed, super PACs. Those are the groups that came out of a Supreme Court decision allowing corporations and unions to give unlimited amounts of money for political ads. On Super Bowl Sunday, the president, in an NBC interview, voiced concern about them. Right after that, he decided to embrace a pro-Obama super PAC. And now questions are being raised about the president's decision to have White House officials and cabinet secretaries help raise money for that super PAC. The group is supposed to be independent of the president's re-election campaign. Those are the rules with super PACs. And it is launching a new effort to bring in six- and seven-figure contributions. NPR's Peter Overby has our story.
The pro-Obama super PAC is called Priorities USA Action. By law, it cannot coordinate its messaging with the president's re-election campaign committee. But coordinating other things? That's possible. And now Obama campaign officials and members of President Obama's cabinet are going to coordinate on helping the cash-strapped super PAC raise money.
We are careful to make sure that we are in compliance with the rules.
This is Bill Burton of Priorities USA Action. He used to be a press aide in the Obama White House. He says the fundraising events are still in the planning stages, and when they happen, the White House officials and cabinet officers won't be soliciting the big money. They'll just talk with the donors as people from the super PAC do the soliciting.
There's some specificity to what you should and shouldn't be discussing. We make sure that we are well within the bounds of what's appropriate.
But there's an argument that none of it is appropriate. Fred Wertheimer is a longtime advocate for tighter rules on political money.
Cabinet officials, White House officials, key advisors working with this so-called independent super PAC. It's absurd.
Also, he says, a complete evasion of the campaign finance laws. He's calling on Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate ties between Priorities USA Action and the Obama campaign, also ties linking Republican Mitt Romney's campaign to a pro-Romney super PAC. The Obama campaign takes pains to say that the president and first lady will not help Priorities USA Action raise money. Wertheimer is not impressed.
Irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. The president has laid hands on the super PAC and has made clear to all that he wants donors to give unlimited money to that super PAC.
All of this is unfolding in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling and some other court decisions, which collectively made possible the super PACs and the unregulated contributions they collect. Some conservative super PACs have prospered. Democrats wanted to stick with relatively small regulated contributions in the presidential race, but they caved and embraced the pro-Obama super PAC. Here's Mr. Obama earlier this week on WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We're not going to just unilaterally disarm. What we have said is that my strong preference would be to completely eliminate that super PAC process.
Back at the super PAC, Bill Burton says this fundraising with government officials isn't groundbreaking.
You know, there is a history of members of the government on their own time engaging in political activity. This isn't new to this administration.
But it does look a lot like the 1990s. That was when the national committees of both parties raked in unregulated soft money from corporations, unions, and high net worth individuals. Both parties used meetings with cabinet officers as a lure to bring in the big donors. Congress outlawed soft money with the 2002 McCain-Feingold law. As Democrat Carl Levin of Michigan said during the Senate debate, they thought the law would keep federal officials away from big donors.
To make sure that federal officials and office holders and candidates do not raise money for state parties in a way to avoid our new prohibition.
But that was 10 years, a handful of court decisions, and several super PACs ago. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.